Can a list become a community? You bet it can. In episode 126 of Just One Simple Thing, you'll learn how you can transform your email list into a vibrant community that nurtures, supports, and inspires. Hey, friend. Welcome to Just One Simple Thing, the podcast where we find the intersection of practical solutions, biblical truth, and creativity as you lead in ministry and business. In order to make an impact, you have to take action, even when you aren't 100% sure what God is up to. If you're tired of trying all the things and ready to do a new thing, this is the place for you. I'm your host, Krista Hutchins, a project manager, coach, wife, mom, encourager, and friend. In each episode, we tackle a specific issue keeping you stuck as you chase after your God dream and give you just one simple thing to help bring clarity to your swirl of creative ideas. Now, let's go solve a problem. Welcome back, friends. In the last episode, we talked about some ways that you can promote your email opt-in freebie. But once you've had some people jump at the chance to get their hands on your valuable resource, what do you do with them? How do you develop the relationships that turn freebie seekers into connected community members? I have some ideas for you, but before we dive in, let's ground ourselves in the Word. In Romans 12:5, Paul reminds us, "So in Christ, we, though many, form one body, and each member belongs to all the others." This simple truth highlights the community and belonging we all want to see within our online ministries and businesses, and gives us clues on how to foster it. Your email subscribers are more than just names on a list. They're individuals wanting connection, guidance, and encouragement. Here's some practical steps to turn your email list into a thriving community. Number one, personalize your communication. When crafting your emails, try to create authenticity and personal connection. Address your subscribers by their first names. Your email program should have merge tags to help you do this. Also, share personal stories, insights, and struggles from your own journey. By opening up and being vulnerable, you invite your subscribers to do the same, which builds a deeper sense of community and trust. Number two, foster engagement. Encourage interaction and dialogue by asking questions, inviting feedback, and sparking discussions within your emails. You can include polls, surveys, or reflection questions to prompt responses from your subscribers. When they feel heard and valued, they're more likely to engage and connect with you and each other. I love hearing back from my subscribers when they let me know something in the email resonated with them, and I almost always reply. Plus, when they respond to your emails, they're telling their email provider that your emails are not spam, so your deliverability will increase the more they respond. Number three, create exclusive content and offers. Make your email subscribers feel special because they are by offering exclusive content, resources, or discounts that aren't available elsewhere. This could be sneak peeks into upcoming projects, behind-the-scenes glimpses into your creative process, or access to member-only events or webinars. By providing unique value, you strengthen the bond between yourself and your community members. My subscribers get discounts on Honor Circle memberships, first dibs on my annual retreat spaces, and other special offers throughout the year. Number four, facilitate connection. Facilitate opportunities for your subscribers to connect with each other. Connecting people is one of my favorite things to do. Consider creating a private Facebook group or other online space where they can share ideas, offer support, and collaborate on projects. Host virtual meetups, workshops, or study sessions to foster face-to-face interaction and deepen relationships within your community. I do this through my free Facebook group, Plan and Pray with Do a New Thing, and through my monthly Plan and Pray sessions. During the monthly sessions, we gather to look back at the previous month, plan for the coming month, and spend some time praying for each other. There's no way to develop any stronger bonds than when you pray with each other. I'd love to see you there if you're not already a member. The link to the group is in the show notes. And number 5, cultivate a culture of encouragement. Most of all, strive to cultivate a culture of encouragement, positivity, and love within your community. Celebrate each other's victories, offer words of support during challenges, and pray for one another's needs. By being the hands and feet of Jesus in your interactions, you create a safe and nurturing space where women can flourish and grow together. I always have a section at the bottom of my newsletter where I share new resources from people in the Do a New Thing community, member spotlights, and other things that celebrate amazing things God's girls are doing for the kingdom. If you have something special coming up that you'd like to see featured in my newsletter, send me an email and I'll consider if it's a good fit for my audience. Remember, building a community takes time and patience. Be consistent in your efforts, stay true to your values and your voice, and trust God to work through your ministry or business to touch the lives of others. Now, for your one simple action step, take a moment to review your email communication strategy. How can you incorporate more personalization, engagement, and exclusivity to foster a deeper sense of community among your subscribers? Choose one practical step to implement this week and watch as your community grows and flourishes. And if you aren't already on my email list, you can join today to see all of these things in action. Just go to doanewthing.com/podcast, or really pretty much any page at doanewthing.com, and you'll find a place to sign up. I'd love to have you as part of this community. Before we run off, let's do a little check-in. Here we are near the end of another month. Did it get away from you again with little progress on your goals and plans? Do you need help figuring out where to focus, but you aren't ready to invest in one-on-one coaching? Then I have just the thing for you, the most cost-effective way to get the benefits of expert input on your goals and plans. With a Move Forward review, you can submit your plans for the month. I'll take a look and make sure your plan is aligned with your goals, that it's doable, and that it's structured in a sequence that makes sense. Then I'll email you my feedback along with resource recommendations for areas where you may be stuck, and perhaps a little tough grace if you need it, just like I give in my one-on-one coaching calls. Y'all, I'm just being honest here. This is the biggest bang for the buck of all my products and services. If you've ever wanted an affordable and time-efficient way to benefit from my project management experience, this is it. You can get all the details at the link in the show notes. And remember, clarity comes from action, and action can be just one simple thing.